Everyone, this is Dr. Joanna Johnston on Illuminating Minds Radio, and I wanted to say happy Thanksgiving to you all. And hold on, so let me turn my fan down a bit so I can actually talk. But happy Thanksgiving to the Americans. Hope you guys are having a wonderful day. You're gonna have lots of turkey and mashed potatoes with stuffing and eggnog and all that fun stuff. I hope you guys are having a lovely, lovely day today with your family and your friends. It's a very meaningful time, especially when you get together with friends and family. You know, they should have a Thanksgiving day every week, really. I mean, I would say every day, but people get are too busy. So every week at least, right? We should have Thanksgiving. We should be thankful for the things that we have, thankful for our health, thankful for our wealth, thankful for our family. And all the things, just even being alive and breathing air, be thankful and grateful for that, because we're here to be creators. We're here to create our reality, all the good things in life that we want. But we're also, unfortunately, we don't realize that we can create the negative too. But so I wanted to talk about something very, very, very interesting today. Why again, and I have to emphasize more and more about why this having a foreign trust is so important. Let me read you a lady friend of mine who's having major issues right now collecting money. Okay. She's running a business through Etsy, and her husband, they live in Spain, and they said they're a Revolt account, never asked them before, never once for a tax ID. So now they're asking for tax ID. And so because of that, you know, they don't want to use a Revolut. That's what's called the Revolut account. And their Wise account, you know, like it used to be TransferWise or whatever, it's called Wise now, has the account blocked because she received a very large payment from China with her teaching, and she's trying to reopen it. But now she has no way to receive Etsy payments from her shop, so she has to put her shop on vacation. And I told her many times before, many times, I said, if you, and she's an American, by the way, she's an American. She's lived in the States, she's from the States, but she's been living in Europe for a very long time with her husband. And I told her, it is very important now than ever before to get your foreign trust set up. To get that 98 the correct way. She has a foreign address, perfectly fine. Get the 98. And she could use that 98. She can open up a just any type of account. It could be an English account, an American account in the States. You know, it doesn't matter. And add the 98 number to the W8BEN form to give to the bank in the United, and not in the United States. The W8BEN would go to let's say that, you know, you have a foreign checking account like UK or something like that. It would go there. And if you don't want to use your social security number for the tax ID, you would use your corporation ID, or the EIN that you use, or you would use your estate number, which is different from the 98, because the 98 deals with a foreign trust. And the estate number is after you transmit your social security number, it goes into an estate number, which could start with an 85, a 92. Mine started with an 85 at the time. I guess this year it's a 92. And instead of using my social, I would use when they ask, oh, what's your social security number? You know, then I would put in my 85 or estate number, not the 98, but the 85. And right away, it would take it, not a problem. Straight takes mine, like not a problem. No issues at all. And so I've been telling her for the longest time for her and her husband to hurry up and get on top of getting their foreign trust set up, because the window, they're really, really gonna start pushing you into a corner. People that have businesses, that are operating businesses online, whether they're digital nomads, expats, whatever, they're gonna make it very difficult. Whereas before, you know, before it was easy. You know, you can have a PayPal account, you don't have to share your tax ID or social or really not much stuff. And then before you know it, then they start to close on in, right? Close on the people, on the business owners. And I went through the same thing. I remember going through the same thing. You know, I had my Mexican bank accounts. I would use Stripe and I would use my Mexican account and all those stuff. And there was an issue. It was some type of an issue I had with a client, and then they kind of screwed up my Stripe, and this was on my Mexican side. And so I figured, you know what? I'm going to go back to the States, which I did in 2020. I'm going to open up my two corporations like I did after I get my foreign trust set up the right way. And once I did that, the rest is history. I don't have to worry if I share my tax ID number, or I have to run, or I got to hide, and I don't have to do any of that ever. And it's such an awesome feeling as a business owner to be able to make your money. Don't even have to worry if you're making too much money, if the bank is going to take it or not, or the third party. And that's what happens. I mean, I'm sure she didn't even make that much. She probably, according to her, maybe it could have been a grand, a couple grand, maybe. I'm like, that's nothing. That's nothing. You know, but they make a big deal. And so Wise decides to freeze her account and not even giving her her money at all. I find that to be very, very unethical. Absolutely unethical. But this is how they're, this is just a taste. And I've dealt with that 6 years ago with Wise. They never held my account, but they basically said, oh, sorry, we can't use your account anymore. Cause I was making good money. I was making too much good money. I'm thinking, what type of bullshit is that? And they have a business opportunity option for Wise. You have your business option. So what's wrong with making a lot of money? Why do we have to feel that we got to walk on eggshells? Because we're making so much money. The elite, they can make as much money as they want. Why do you have to walk on eggshells to make a lot of money? Okay. So with that situation, that this is why it's so damn important. And I've been telling you and tooting for my horn for the past, I don't know how many years, it's so important to change your status to get that foreign trust set up for the right reasons, not the wrong reasons. Too many people come to me for the wrong freaking reasons. They're broke, they have no money, and they want a foreign trust because they think that they can get free money out of it. This is not what the foreign trust is for. The foreign grantor trust is for you to get your affairs in order, and it's for people that have businesses, people that have money, people that have investments, people that have assets that they wish to protect and have a business, and they can run their business without having to worry about something like this, you know, freezing your account because you're done with a third party and they're thinking you're making too much money. It's absolutely fucking ridiculous. Okay. I never heard of that in my life, but yeah, I mean, I've seen it happening and I'm like, wow, thankfully there's crypto out there too. You can easily, without a third party telling you what to do and how to do it, without a third party in the way, you can easily send your Bitcoin over to your to the person's Bitcoin wallet, or send it Ethereum, and you can get it within seconds. I don't know about Bitcoin. Sometimes it could be a while, like within minutes. But certain other crypto, you can get it, like Ethereum, you can get it within seconds without no third party saying, you're making too much money, you shouldn't, you know. And I told her about crypto, but she, you know, she's not into that either. And I said, you know, you better start getting prepared because shit's about to hit. You know, if you don't have your foreign trust set up and you don't, and you're afraid to give your tax ID because you're afraid to get taxed, this is not the way. It's not going to be, pretty soon you're not going to be able to make any money unless you show your tax ID online and all these other third party places. You're going to have to show your tax ID. But when you are a foreign agent, secure creditor, and you have your social security number transmuted into an estate number, you use the estate number. You don't have to worry. They realize, oh shit, I can't tax this person. It's an estate. You are the executor of your estate. So if you can't do that, then at least get into crypto, and that way you can make some money. But unfortunately, according to her situation, she has Etsy. And, you know, through Etsy, they go by their laws and regulations, and, you know, they probably use PayPal, and I think Stripe is one of them. And but she doesn't want to show her tax ID. And I said, well, you know what? If you can get your foreign trust set up, you wouldn't have to worry about showing a tax ID. You wouldn't ever have to worry about hiding or sneaking around, and you know, because the database has you. It doesn't matter. And you know, I went through that already years ago, and I tell you, in 2020, that's when everything just changed. I was able to open up two corporations. I was really freaking happy, and then I ended up opening up another one. I know, it was like so many corporations. And it was just so fun to do it, you know? I was like, oh my God, I can open up my American corporation. I've been away from the States for so many years, and I'm finally opening up my corporation in the States back in 2020. I can make as much money as I freaking want, and I don't have to worry about them freezing my account because I'm just making too much damn money. It's just so funny. I just don't understand it. I don't get it. So that's what the foreign trust is for. That's for people that are like, hey, you know what? I want to have a corporation. I want to have a business going, even a small business, but I don't want the tax people to get me and constantly tax the crap out of my money. Well, that's what you do. It's all about transitioning your status from being a debtor slave of the plantation, being a foreign agent. And that's what happens when you have a foreign trust. You become a foreign agent like they are, like the IRS, like the banks, like whoever is an authority or in charge, you think is in charge. They are all foreign agents, and they live under a trust. They abide by the United States Corporation Trust, whereas you create your own trust where everything is under your trust, your nation. You are the executor or executrix of your trust, of your estate. And they see that, and they know that, and they know they cannot touch you, because why would they tax another foreign agent that has their own trust set up, their own nation? It doesn't make any sense. So that's the power that I have. That's the power I have. It wasn't the fact that I only, you know, destroyed child support. And it was really funny because my ex-husband was a real little weenie wimp crying about it, because I actually destroyed, I beat them because they knew I was a foreign agent and they couldn't do shit. And he knew I was on the other side, and I freaking made it. And you know, this is the power. But the people that don't understand are the ones that are looking for free money, looking to tap into their birth certificate because they think money is going to come out of that and buy them things. Those are the people I do not wish to work with. They are completely disillusioned. And I really don't want to put my time and energy into something like that. They don't want to pay their bills. They don't want to pay nothing. They don't want, you know, this is for people that actually have a serious, serious judgments against them as well. Lawsuits, levies, high taxes, all of that they can be able to wipe out clean. But the best thing to do is prepare yourself, you know, try to prevent that in the beginning. Prevent the tax guy from coming after you by doing your paperwork correctly, you know. So a lot of these people that cannot show their tax IDs in Revolut and all these other third-party, you know, places to receive money, they're going to starve you out until you show your tax ID. That's just it. Oh, you can't use our platform. You can't use Etsy. You can't use, you know, you can't use any of our platforms because you're not showing your tax ID. So, you know, they're not going to serve you. And, you know, I've warned her many times, but that's what happens. She's just one person that I warn. I mean, I've warned so many people. And they're just like, duh, 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 duh. Until the shit hits the fan. When you're in a corner and you're like, crap, I should have got my trust set up. And then when you're not being able to make any money, now you're going to be, you know, hardly have any money. You have to wait like maybe 6 to 8 weeks to get your freaking trust number after the fact, after they cut you off. And then you got to wait because you didn't prepare yourself. You didn't set yourself up ready to go. You see, but this is just the beginning. All this stuff that you're seeing is just the beginning of everything happening. You know, they've been doing this for quite a long time, you know, and same with YouTube. Oh, you know what? You're talking about stuff we don't want you to, so we're going to demonetize your video. We're not going to pay you anymore. You know, same with TikTok. Look at TikTok. If you want to know where we're going, just go to TikTok. be yourself, talk, speak your mind, and all of a sudden you're going to find out you're going to get the slop so many freaking times. You're going to say, shit, then that's a China app. Get ready. Get ready, guys. This is why I'm so grateful for crypto as well, because, you know, I don't have to use an exchange to send money. I can use my cold hard wallet, send you some Bitcoin to your cold hard wallet that's not even connected to the computer. That's how free it is. I can send you money. You can send me money back in Bitcoin or crypto. No third party's in the middle saying, no, you know what? You're making too much money, or you know what? Get the hell out of here. You're not involved in this transaction. Kiss off, you know? So that's why, I mean, I take a lot of crypto anyway for my work, and I say, hey, if you can't, you know, you don't want to pay in fiat, bring on over that crypto. I'm happy with it. Bring me that Bitcoin. I prefer that anyway, because it's an asset class. And of course that's going to go nuts. It's going to go way high. It's going to increase in value even more during 2024. Watch. It's going to be insane. So anyway, I just wanted to wrap that up and tell you the situation, the news. That part was a friend of mine, and I've been telling her for years, get your SS4, fill that sucker out, send it to the IRS, get your 98. You live in a foreign country. You're supposed to be in a foreign country to have this done. What are you doing waiting around? And before you know it, all these other banks are going to kick them out because they're not going to show their tax ID. They don't want to. And they're going to think that this is the way to go. Well, tough shit. You're going to have to pay their taxes then. If you don't want to fix your status, you're going to have to pay your taxes. That's just it. You're going to have to go along with the show and be the sheep. Be that sheep if that's what you want. I'm telling you, because like I said, and it's going to move into a, what do you call it? Cashless society. Come on. Time to smell the cappuccino here, folks. You know, get ready. Don't wait till the last minute where you're like, oh crap. Yeah, I'll just wait till next year and I'll take Joanna's class next year. You know, by then it's going to be too late and you're not even going to be able to probably get your 98. You're waiting too long. You know, so that's the situation. That's the seriousness right now. She's going through a serious time. They closed her Etsy shop. She cannot use her Etsy shop because of this. And that's her money. And they're getting ready to move to the Canary Islands too. And now this is happening. And she's like, oh, do you know a place where I can get a UK account and blah, blah. I'm like, you know, you wouldn't be doing this if you had your 98 and you had your shit together. I've been telling you this for years. So you know what? I'm telling you, you know, many of these people are very, they're light workers or star seeds. They're not thinking about the tangible shit, the banking and accounting stuff that is very, very needed. And that I was part of the whole star seed group, and I just saw, wow, these people are floaty, fluffy, deceptive people, man. I mean, living in a deceptive illusion that, oh, 5D is coming for you. Everything's going to be fine. You're going to ascend. Hey, if you can't get your financial shit in order, how the hell are you going to ascend? You know what I mean? That's what I thought back then. I'm like, you know, I need to get my financial shit in order here. You have to master this reality. You're not going to escape it. You can't escape the matrix. You have to master it. And by mastering it, you master your money as well. You master your companies. You master yourself. So anyway, I'm going to go. So much love and light. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. Enjoy your turkey time and your family. I guess we're going to be finding a place ourselves around here. Hopefully they'll be open for us. I'm sure they will. Get our turkey on as well. I cannot freaking wait. All right, guys, take care. My December program's coming up on December 16th. The deadline is on December 3rd. So good idea to start getting on board. Go to securecredit.com, click on the banner, learn about it, get a free ebook to learn about this type of trust, what it can do for you, how it can save your life and your family and your money.